感谢主耶稣的恩典。那我们这次这个灵恩会当中，我们有一位新受洗的弟兄，叫做吴伯义弟兄。
And praise and thank God for His wonderful grace and guidance that during this sacred sacrament period of time, we have a true seeker who added to the fold.
他这个有坚强的信心呢，要早一点来归入主的名下。
And that he possessed a strong faith, and that he desires to be within the Lord.
原本呢，我们这一次本来没有安排这个洗礼这个工作。
Because initially, there was no arrangement for water baptism sacrament.
那么他已经慕道一段时间。
But because he has been seeking after the truth for a period of time.
迫切的要赶快成为神的儿子。
And that he really desires to become the Son of God at a quicker pace.
所以要求教会在这次来为他洗礼。
And so that is why he put up this request for the church to conduct baptism for him this time.
虽然这是一个寒冷的天气。
And even though it's during a very cold winter time.
但是外在的环境阻止不了这种归主的心。
But however, the cold weather is not going to stop his determination to be baptized into the Lord.
这也是我们真耶稣教会特有的一件事情。
And this is also something that is very special for our members of the True Jesus Church.
也就是说，圣经所教导的真理我们不敢把它改变。
And that is to say, whatever truth that is taught to us in the Bible, it is not up to us to change.
很多的教派常常会在这个时候的洗礼呢，是改在他们室内的水池用温水来洗礼。
And many church denominations, they will conduct their water baptism during the winter time, in a tank, or a pool.
但是我们真教会，世界各国都一样。
But however, for the True Jesus Church, no matter where you go, in the whole world,
对神的话不敢有半点的更改。
And we do not dare to change any word of God.
所以我们今天为吴弟兄来那个举行了这个洗脚礼，也是这个洗礼。
So praise and thank God that today we are able to conduct water baptism for Brother Wu.
然后呢，我们现在也照主的吩咐，要来为他举行洗脚礼。
And now we are also following the commandment of the Lord, and that is to conduct the foot washing sacrament for him.
我们这个圣礼有三种。
And there are three kinds of sacrament.
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
The first is water baptism, the second is foot washing, and the third, the Holy Communion.
这三个圣礼为什么能够构成这个圣礼呢？
And why is it that these three are called the Holy Sacraments?
有三个重要的条件。
And that is because they possess three important criteria.
第一个是主耶稣他亲自示范。
And the first criteria is that our Lord Jesus Christ himself instituted these sacraments.
第二个是主耶稣亲自来吩咐门徒要去做。
And second, the Lord Jesus gave instructions for the disciples to follow.
第三个，这个必须要是跟得救有绝对的关系。
And the third is that these sacraments have direct relationship to our salvation.
这三个圣礼就是具备了这三个条件。
And these three sacraments possess these three criteria.
那我们今天要来讲的这个洗脚礼。
And so today we are going to touch upon the truth of the foot washing sacrament.
就是主耶稣他亲自来示范。
And this is something that our Lord Jesus has laid down example for us.
这是记载在约翰福音十三章。
And this is recorded in John chapter 13.
在约翰福音十三章呢。
John 13.
从第四节开始。
From verse 4.
这里就记载主耶稣离开他的座位呢，那么脱了衣服，拿一条手巾来束腰。
And over here, from verse 4 onward, you see how Lord Jesus, how he rose from supper, and he girded himself with a towel.
然后呢，他就把水倒在盆里，就开始为门徒洗脚。
And then Lord Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet.
主耶稣做了以后呢，又指示门徒要照他的这个榜样去做。
And after the Lord Jesus has done so, he also instructed the disciples to follow his example.
在这第十五节这里所说的。
And over here in verse 15,
说我给你们做的榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
For I have given you an example that you also should do as I have done to you.
17节说, 你们既知道这事, 若是去行,
And 17, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
有什么福气呢?
And what kind of blessings are we going to have?
当时门徒实在是不太了解。
At that time, the disciples themselves do not understand.
所以耶稣替门徒洗脚的时候,
So that is why when Lord Jesus is washing the disciples' feet,
在第六节那里啊,
in verse 6,
啊, 就挨到西门彼得, 啊, 那边要替彼得洗脚。
He came upon Simon Peter and wanted to wash his feet.
彼得竟然对主耶稣说, 主啊, 你洗我的脚吗?
And yet Peter said to him, Lord, do you wash my feet?
主耶稣就回答, 我所做的你现在不知道, 后来就明白。
But Jesus answered him, What I'm doing you do not know now, but afterward you will understand.
当时圣灵还没降下, 真的他们不太明白。
And remember, at that point in time, the Holy Spirit has not yet descended, so they do not understand.
所以彼得就拒绝了。
So therefore, Peter, he refused.
第八节,
Verse 8,
彼得说, 你永不可洗我的脚。
Peter said to Jesus, You shall never wash my feet.
因为他觉得说我是他的学生，老师怎么可以替学生洗脚呢？
Because Peter felt in this way, I am the disciple. How can the master wash the disciple's feet?
耶稣就回答说：“我若不洗你的脚，你就跟我无份了。”
Here Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me."
这句话就点出了重点了。
So this verse points out a very important point.
跟主无份，那是最严重的事情。
That if you have no part with the Lord Jesus, that is a very serious consequence.
跟了三年了,
if you have followed Jesus for 3 whole years, and at the end you have no part with Jesus, everything is in vain. Then now Peter understood the importance behind this.
他的这个回应呢? 是那么样的唐突,在第九节这里记载。
And in verse 9, Peter replied in a very rash way.
彼得就说,主啊, 不但我的脚,手,头也都一起洗吧。
And Peter said, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
我们这个翻译好像翻得很顺畅啊。
And it seems like the whole thing is in a very smooth way.
那彼得的口气不是这样子。
But however, Peter's actual remark wasn't in this way.
他是很紧张的。
He was actually very nervous.
说,主啊, 不但是脚,
He was saying that not just my feet, Lord, but please, my hands.
那想一想,
and he think about it, and even then, that's not enough.
全部来洗啊,
and perhaps my head also, let's all wash it.
那主耶稣就说了,
then Jesus said,
凡洗过澡的人, 只要把脚一洗, 全身就干净了。
That he who has bathed does not need to wash.
啊, 这里就告诉我们了, 洗礼呢, 当然是把我们过去, 一切的罪都洗净了。
So over here we can understand that baptism washed away all our sins in the past.
洗礼的功效是完全的。
Because it is complete and it is absolute in its function.
既然罪全部都洗掉了。
Because you have washed away all your sins.
都洁净了，都干净了。
You are clean all over.
为什么还要洗脚?
But why do you still need to wash your feet?
主耶稣用了这个洗澡的比喻。
So here Jesus brought up this analogy of bathing.
洗过澡当然是多干净的。
That it is true, you are clean all over after you have bathed yourself.
后来呢, 脚还是会脏。
But still, your feet will become dirty.
所以把脚一洗啊, 全身就干净。
So therefore, once you wash your feet, you are clean all over.
所以这个就让我们了解一件事情。
So this allows us to understand this point.
我们受洗以后啊,
that after we have been baptized,
圣经是告诉我们是因信就称义了。
The Bible let us know that we are justified to be righteous by faith. Because we fully believe the function of baptism. So after we are baptized,
在神的眼前我们就算义人了。
Then in the eyes of God, we become righteous.
但是不是真的是我们都很完全的呢?
But is it true that we are completely perfect?
虽然过去的罪被洁净,
it is true that our sins are being washed away in the past.
但是我们还带着肉身,
but remember, we still carry flesh.
有这七情六欲,
we have all the fleshly desires that entangle us.
难免还会去犯错,
and it is inevitable that we will still commit sin.
当然主耶稣也知道我们这样的软弱,
and of course, Lord Jesus, he knew our weaknesses.
所以主耶稣为门徒洗脚,
And that is why he washed the feet of the disciples.
就是要来提醒这些门徒。
And that is to remind all the disciples.
你们还要继续追求成圣的生活。
That you have to continue to pursue for a holy living.
本来我们洗礼起来要算作义人。
That after you're baptized, you're considered to be righteous.
但事实上我们知道，我们还不是那么完全。
But we know that we are far from perfect.
我们还有一段的人生的路要走。
We still have a long journey of life to complete.
但是我们相信主的恩典。
But we believe in the grace of our Lord.
能够让我们追求到成圣的地步。
That we can be sanctified to the point of perfection.
所以主耶稣这样的洗脚。
And that is why Jesus, he conduct this foot washing
sacrament. 就是应许我们啊，在天国跟他是有份的。
And this is his promise by our Lord Jesus that we will have a part in him in the heavens above.
这是一个极大的应许。
That is a full promise in itself.
所以主耶稣把这恩典给我们了。
That is why he gave us this blessing.
那也要我们去效法他。
He also want us to set an example.
所以在这个洗脚典礼里面。
So that is why during the foot washing sacrament.
我们接受洗脚才能够跟主有份。
That only when we receive the foot washing sacrament can we have a part with Jesus.
典礼性的洗礼啊，一生只有一次。
And this is only conducted once in a lifetime.
好像洗礼一样的。
Just like water baptism.
但是呢，这个洗脚本身呢、啊，有它的教训。
But within foot washing sacrament, it contains its own teachings.
就是说，我们一生啊的路途上面，我们应该怎么样保持脚的圣洁？
And that is to say, along our lifelong journey, how do we keep our feet clean?
主要是为门徒洗脚呢，他的一个动机。
And when Lord Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, he was moved by a intention.
在十三章的第一节这里说。
In chapter 13, verse 1,
here it says, 他知道很快的他要离开世间了。
Because Jesus knew that his time has come for him to depart out of this world.
他既然爱世上属自己的人就爱他们到底。
And since he loved his own who were in this world, he will love them to the end.
神的爱是不改变。
Remember, the love of God will never change.
人间的爱会改变。
But the love among human beings change all the time.
只有神的爱是不改变的。
Only the love from God never change.
所以我们今天我们就是要去体会这种神的爱。
So that is why today we need to personally experience this profound love of God.
那么只有神就是耶稣基督。
And only God, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他有这种赎罪的恩典。
That he has this redemption of sins.
借着这个恩典呢，使我们真正能够领受到这个爱的力量。
And through this redemption of sins, we can experience the power of love behind it.
所以我们在信仰的生活当中。
And so that is why along our journey of faith,
我们就是要学习主耶稣这种不改变的爱。
We are to learn this unchanging love from God.
要爱一个健康的人啊，可能很容易。
Perhaps it is easy for us to love someone who is healthy.
爱一个病人啊，或许会有点困难。
But for you to love a patient, someone who is sick, it may seem a bit more difficult.
当我们的家人老了的时候呢，我们的爱是不是不改变了？
But when someone gets old, as in your family members, does your love change?
我们常常会在人老的时候
But very often when a person grows old
有的孩子、啊、就没办法来侍候他的父母
Some children, they can no longer serve their parents
所以这个人的爱、啊、常常经不起考验
So that is why you find that human love changes all the time
这个就是必须要我们、啊、不断地从主耶稣那边领受这个能力
And so that is why we need to receive this power from our Lord Jesus all the time.
所以主耶稣说过一句话。
Because Jesus, he mentioned one time.
我赐给你们一条新的命令。
That I have given you this new commandment.
就是彼此相爱。
And that is to love one another.
这条命令叫做新的命令。
And that is a new commandment.
心是不改变。
And your heart will never change.
心是常常有用。
And it means that it is ever changing.
但是我们没有领受主的这个能力的话
But if we do not receive the power of the Lord,
这条命令有时候会变旧了
Then this new commandment sometimes become old.
旧就是无效了
And when it's old, it is no longer in use.
没有用。
That is no longer of its useless. And so therefore, when you want to love one another, you cannot do so.
这个时候我们就马上提醒自己。
So at this point, we must remind ourselves.
要从主那边领受能力了。
We must receive the power from the Lord.
这个爱是永不改变。
So that his love is unchanging.
我们有一位女执事。
We have a deaconess.
她活到超过100岁了。
And she lived past 100 years.
这个女执事常常啊, 禁食祷告, 为别人祷告。
And this deaconess, she always fast and pray for others.
啊, 那她为什么禁食呢?
Why does she fast?
啊, 除了为别人祷告之外,
other than praying for others,
其中有一点啊,
there was one point.
她觉得她自己脾气不好。
She felt that she has not a good temper.
怕在脾气不好的时候说话会得罪人。
And she is afraid that in the rush of her temper,
她为了要爱别人嘛,
she may say things that offend others.
造就别人。
And in order for her to love others,
为自己这种坏脾气祷告。
So she prayed for her own shortcoming.
这就是一种爱的表现。
So that's also a portrayal of love.
所以说我们啊, 应该效法主耶稣。
So that is why we must learn from Lord Jesus.
用爱。 来行走这一生的道路。
To walk in love all the days of our lives.
第二个呢,
and the second point,
在第四节之后,
from verse 4 on,
主耶稣他成了仆人的样式,
Jesus, he became the role of a servant.
拿手巾束腰, 然后替门徒洗脚,
he girded himself with a towel and he washed the disciples' feet.
啊, 这就是谦卑的服侍。
That is servitude in humility.
所以我们在教会里面,
that is why when we are in the church,
我们每一个人都要做这样的学习,
that all of us need to have this humble example.
所以主耶稣说, 你们要伟大的, 先要做, 学会做仆人。
So that's why Jesus says that those of you who desire to lead, you must first be a servant.
啊, 有一次主耶稣受到别人批评。
One time, Jesus, he was being offended by others.
有一个人不认识他。
Someone who did not know him.
有人一讲到说拿撒勒人的耶稣。
And then they ridiculed him as the Jesus of Nazareth.
听到拿撒勒这个字眼，你就觉得说拿撒勒这个是很穷的地方啊。
And they ridiculed Jesus because he came from a very poor location called Nazareth.
所以那个人呢，就马上就反应出来。
And that person immediately responded,
拿撒勒能够出什么好东西啊？
What good can come out from Nazareth?
主耶稣听到了。
Jesus heard this remark.
主耶稣没有生气。
But yet, he did not become angry.
主耶稣知道这个人他不了解他。
And Jesus knew that this person did not understand.
主耶稣就靠近他。
So Jesus walked to this person.
跟他讲什么呢？
What did he tell the man?
哎呀，你这个人啊， 真是心里没有诡诈的。
And then he says that indeed you are the true Israelite with no guile.
主耶稣欣赏他的优点。
Because Jesus, he admired his good points.
他心里有什么就讲什么。
Because he was so straightforward, he said whatever came out of his heart.
你刚刚怎么骂我呢?
But yet Jesus was not offended as to what he had remarked. But yet Jesus was focusing on his good points.
所以让这个人也觉得很好奇，就跟主耶稣谈论起来了。
So then, of course, the man became curious and he struck up a conversation with Jesus.
最后才知道, 原来你就是天上神。
Then he knew that you are indeed the God of
heaven.
That you are the king of Israelites.
所以最后他接受耶稣为他的救主。
And that is how later he accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
这个就是耶稣谦卑的表现。
That is the humility of Jesus.
他的谦卑是要服侍人。
And out of this humility, he was ready to serve everyone.
主耶稣的洗脚里头还有一点值得我们学习。
And over here, there's also another point for us to learn.
洗脚的目的就是要让人干净。
And the utmost intention of foot washing is to allow a person to be completely clean.
所以第十节那里说,
Verse 10, it says,
脚一洗啊, 全身就干净了。
That once you wash your feet, you're clean all over.
所以这个洗脚的目的就是要我们追求圣洁的生活。
And that is to say, for us to wash our feet, it is for us to pursue a sanctified life.
在我们生活当中啊,
that in our daily life,
常常会不圣洁,
we always walk over dirt.
因为贪财就不圣, 心就不圣洁了。
Because if you are greedy for more money, then your heart is not
骄傲,
sanctified.
那么就不圣洁了。
And if you are full of pride and arrogance, then you are no longer holy.
有淫乱的意念, 这就不圣洁。
And if you have any thoughts, any immoral thoughts or adultery thoughts, then there is no holy ground.
一个人在生活当中, 要追求圣洁实在是不很容易。
So therefore, it is very challenging for a person to pursue for holiness in his life.
所以我们行人生的道路的时候，我们常常要求靠神给我们这个力量来追求圣洁。
That is why, as we walk on our journey of faith, we need to rely upon God to give us the strength to overcome all these fleshly desires.
好像约瑟碰到他主人的太太要引诱他。
Just like Joseph when he was being tempted by his master's wife.
他马上就回应说，我怎么能够做这个事来得罪神呢？
And immediately he was being alerted, how can I do such a thing against God?
这就是一个敬畏神的人。
That is a person, a man, who is,
给他这样的力量。
Who is devout of God, and that is why God gave him the strength.
他拒绝这种淫乱的行为。
And to refuse such immoral acts.
在我们生活当中充满了很多引诱。
And in our daily living, there is many temptations.
尤其啊，常常用网这个网络的人。
And especially those who use the internet all the time.
一些垃圾邮件跑进来了。
And then you have some junk mail that comes in.
里头充满着淫乱的那些信息。
And all the different ads that's full of immoral words.
假如我们是敬畏神的人了。
But if we do fear God.
我们不敢开这种信。
We will not dare to open such junk mail.
马上把它删掉。
It will be filtered out right away.
不敢去试探神。
We will not dare to tempt God.
这个非常重要。
That is very important.
哎，今天很多的年轻人失败。
Today, a lot of young people fall.
经不起试探。
It is because they could not resist temptation.
好奇。
They are too curious.
哎，所以常常在电脑上面呢，这样就受迷了。
And that is why they fell through the temptation over the internet.
所以我们的父母也要注意到这个事情。
So as parents, you must understand what the world is going on.
让我们的孩子明白圣洁的可贵。
To allow your children to understand that the holy living is very precious.
我们圣洁的话，这个祷告的时候，神才会垂听。
Because only when we are sanctified and holy, then will God answer our prayers when we raise our hands to pray to Him.
所以这个洗脚的目的是要提醒我们要走圣洁的道路。
And that is why this foot washing sacrament is to remind us to walk in holiness.
耶稣洗的门徒脚的时候，
And when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples,
其中他了解到有一个门徒要出卖他。
And within it, he understood that one of the disciples was going to betray him.
但是主耶稣还是替他洗脚。
But Jesus still washed his feet.
但是主耶稣还是提醒他。
But still, Jesus reminded him.
所以主耶稣在第十节这里说。
And so over here, Jesus said,
你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
That all of you are cleaned, but yet not all of you.
十一节这里耶稣说，人知道呢，要卖他的是谁。
Because he knew who was going to betray him.
这个要卖他的这个犹大呢，被主耶稣洗脚的时候。
That Judas Iscariot who was going to betray Jesus when it was his turn for the foot washing.
他不觉得惭愧。
He was not ashamed at all.
他心很硬。
His heart was too hard.
圣经记载说魔鬼进入他的心了。
Because the Bible says that the devil has already entered into his
heart. 一个人的心被魔鬼占住的话。
When a person's heart is completely possessed by the devil.
真的非常的硬。
They become very hard.
所以主耶稣知道。
Because Jesus knew.
所以主耶稣特意的来提醒他。
So Jesus, he reminded Judas Iscariot pointedly.
从这里也让我们看到主耶稣他那种饶恕是完全的。
So here we see the complete forgiveness that comes from Jesus.
今天在生活当中。
And today, in our daily life.
我们有时候不能够容忍那些恶人。
Today, we cannot resist or tolerate the evil people.
当然，有时候我们很希望这恶人要受惩罚。
And of course, we hope and desire that the evil will receive their just punishment.
但是从主耶稣的这种行动我们知道。
But from the actions of Jesus, we understand.
他不希望恶人沉沦。
That Jesus, he does not want the sinners to be drowned.
所以他还替这个恶人来洗脚。
And that is why he will even wash the evil people's feet.
主耶稣说过一句话。
Jesus once mentioned.
压伤的芦苇不要把它折断。
That do not bruise the reed.
江场的灯火不要把它吹灭。
And even the lamp that is shutting out, do not trash it.
我们要尽力要把它挽回。
Because we need to bring them back.
所以我们看到教会有这样的例子。
And in the church, we see such examples.
很多的恶人是人家所不喜欢的。
No one likes evil people.
因为我们有主耶稣这种饶恕的这宽容的心。
But because we have to learn this heart of forgiveness from our Lord Jesus.
恶人最后就变成好人了。
So that the sinners, the evil ones, will turn to become good.
这个就是主耶稣留下给我们的好榜样。
And this is the example that Lord Jesus has left for us.
所以说我们接受洗脚。
Therefore, we are to receive water baptism.
要跟主有份。
And the foot washing is to have a part with Jesus.
就要有这样的立志。
And this is a determination that we need to have.
接受洗脚之后
that after we receive foot washing,
我们要靠着主
we have to rely on the Lord.
能够真正的走上圣洁的道路
that we can truly walk a life of holiness.
我们将来就真的跟主有份
so that in future we can definitely have a part with Jesus.
那么在洗脚的时候呢
and during the foot washing,
谁来这个做洗脚的这个工作？
And who is the one who comes to conduct the sacrament?
我们来看二十节。
Let's look at verse 20.
我实实在在的告诉你们，有人接待我所差遣的，就是接待我；接待我，就是接待那差遣的。这个地方就说了，谁能够代替主耶稣替人洗脚呢？
That who can receive Jesus and wash the feet on his behalf?
就是主所差遣的。
He is the one that is sent by Jesus.
所以我们的长老、执事、传道就是主所差遣的。
So the our elders and deacons and preachers are those sent by God.
那接受差遣的就是要照主的这个榜样去做。
And those who are sent by God, they need to do so in the instructions of the Lord.
那我们新受洗的，就是要接纳这个主所差遣的。
And those who are newly baptized, they need to receive what the Lord has commanded.
所以在接受洗脚的时候
So when you receive foot washing,
我们要把这个鞋子袜子 脱起来
So please remove your shoes and socks.
那然后呢心里默祷
And then please say a silent prayer in your heart.
感谢主耶稣的恩典
And to thank the grace of the Lord.
接着我们等一下请这个陆执事来举行洗脚
And then later, we'll invite the deacon to wash the feet of the newly baptized. And then in the name of the Lord Jesus, the sacrament will be conducted.
那一定心里要牢记。
And so within your heart, you need to remember
主耶稣就是要我们的脚干净。
That our Lord Jesus desires our feet to be clean.
将来就跟主有份了。
So that in future, we can have a part with our Lord.
好，那现在我们要开始举行洗脚礼。
So now we're going to conduct the foot washing sacrament.
那么我们用唱诗来配合这个洗脚。
And we'll sing hymn as the sacrament is being conducted.
我们来唱295首。
Let's sing hymn 295.
那请陆执事来洗脚。